Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about how God belongs in our city, but you know, God designed each of us for relationship. You know, it's interesting that no man's an island, no man stands alone. And although there are some of us that like to be quiet and to ourselves, God didn't make us to be by ourselves. And we look at the very beginning in the book of Genesis, God said when he saw Adam, it's not good for him to be alone. Mm-hmm. And so God created Eve, right? And so there's relationship, and God's designed this so that we don't walk through this life independently of others, but that we live interconnected and we have valuable connections, if you want. If you think of the word relate, it means to establish or demonstrate connection between the two. Mm-hmm. And so essentially it means connections.
Yeah.
Connections. And what's interesting is that we have these connections with people, but we're also supposed to have a connection with God. And if you think about it, at the end of the day, when you look at how your life has been and how things, you know, progress, there's nothing sadder than to go to a funeral and find out that there are not even six people who can carry your casket. They're outside of friends and family, that someone who's lived 70, 80 years hasn't had the time or made the effort to build relationship, to build connectivity with someone else outside of their own family that can be there for them. And so I've been in Paul Bearer at several funerals, and I didn't really know the person. And you got to think about it. Wow, what were they missing?
Yeah.
What joys are we missing? And really, God wants us to walk together at the core of who we are as humans. We're supposed to connect. And by doing this, we got to look at what are the things that are bringing us together. You have different types of relationships, right? You have associates, not necessarily friends, but people that you know of. You have work relationships, business relationships, people that you connect about certain things. Maybe it be work, or maybe it might be about interests and hobbies. You have people that connect because they are family. They live with each other. They have the same blood. They have parents or siblings, and so they have a connection based upon that. You have spiritual connections, and then there's different connections with, there's a husband and wife connection. That relationship is different than a parent and a child, and that relationship is different than someone you work with or someone that you're a fellow a believer in the body of Christ. But the thing that we need to think about is, what is bringing us together? What is it that we share in common? What are the common interests? And as we see that, and it may be a common interest that brought us together, or maybe a sport or a hobby or things of that nature, but the more we find out about our values, our principles, the things that really matter the most, the stronger those connections are. And I find that the enemy will do everything possible to break those relationships, to break the connectivity. Because we're supposed to be one. We're supposed to be united, walking together, right?
Mm-hmm.
In love.
Absolutely.
And we're supposed to be united with God, walking together with him. And the enemy does everything he can to come and bring a division and to break that connection. You know, we're told, listen, to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's impossible if we're being offended.
Yeah. And I think that's one of probably the worst things that can happen to any relationship is like when you just begin to think about yourself, because that's one. The devil doesn't have any new ploys. He just has them repeatedly.
Yeah.
And he's described as the accuser. And in Revelation talks about night and day, he accuses the brethren. He's basically constantly accusing the body of Christ of you name it. And if we're not aware of what the word of God says and his love, things are going to come in between our relationships that God has placed in our lives, and it's just, devil's going to have a heyday.
Well, that is so true, but I think we maybe got to go back a little bit further and realize, are we actually appreciating and honoring the idea of relationship? I mean, it's like the more we have opportunity to be connected with people, social media, you know, texting, phone, you can call people, you have FaceTime, all this digital stuff, and still people live isolated worlds. They don't, you know, step outside of themselves. And there's nothing worse than at the end of your life or when your life is coming to a close that you realize, wow, there's nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that, you know, show yourself friendly. If you want friends, show yourself friendly. Mm-hmm. Because it's sad to go through this life without impacting someone else and not allowing anyone to get close enough to impact you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pull these guards down, we are able to connect with each other. Now, think about three things that I think are important when we're trying to have relationship and have meaningful dialogue with others and come to a place where we can walk with someone and say, I know him, he knows me,
mm-hmm.
and we're friends. I'm not Facebook friends. We're friends because we've taken the time to build connection. And I think about honor.
Yeah,
where's honor gone today in society? Where we respect other people. We may not necessarily agree with them, but we begin to honor them for their humanity. God loves humans. That's enough to honor anybody, and he made us in his image.
Mm-hmm.
So we can honor even a person that we don't agree with their values or their principles. But when we're talking about building relationship and connections, we begin to start having go from a position of honor. Another thing is humility. Humility is the total dependency upon God and respect for other people. I need more of it in my own life. You know, we need to be able to be humble and to be able to say that, you know, this relationship is not about what I can get from it. Because a lot of times the connections of people thinking, well, I need this relationship because I'm interested in something that this person has to offer. This person can give me what they can do for me. But have we ever thought about relationship in terms of what I can do for others? I need to be in that person's life, not because of what they can give me, but what I can impart, what I can give to that other person.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, I think that's one of the most profound differences is when it's almost like a highlight of that maturation of somebody growing up and they're just maturing is the fact that you realize, like you're saying, it's not about me. It's like you see that, and not only that, but you look at those that poured into your life and you say, oh my goodness, I mean, I have a wealth of knowledge. Who am I pouring it into? God has given me revelation. God has shown me things. Who am I making it known to? Who am I helping others? And I think about, you know, many have said, if you help enough people get along the way, it's just like how much more of a benefit is going to be for so many people. And it's like we can't cut ourselves off from others.
Right. When we begin to value these relationships with people, or begin to value obviously relationship with God, well, we need to be aware of the things that can come between those connections. And I'm amazed at how the smallest offenses, the smallest of things will separate family members. They won't talk for years. Friends, they won't talk for years. And you go back and you realize, really? Is that what separated this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was $5. Oh, $5. You know, it was this insignificant thing in terms of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
We allow this offense. And this is what the enemy does. He plants these seeds of offense. And the Bible is very clear. It says it's to a man's glory to overlook an offense. And you just think about a person who's wearing a Velcro suit. Offense is a lot like those Velcro balls that you throw at something and they stick. And some people are magnets for offense. It's like, you know, a statement is made, real or perceived. Because I was like, I was intending to offend you, but, you know, that was offensive to you.
Yeah.
If you become a magnet for offense, you'll be walking around with all these offenses stuck to you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you become a walled person, a person that doesn't allow other people to get close. You become suspicious of others. You judge their intentions. You become critical of them. And then you wind up not allowing anyone to get close. And that's a sad, sad place to be because at the end of the day, you didn't share life with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You, there was no agreement. And God's called us to work together. God's called us to walk as one, especially in the body of Christ. We need to look at not the things that separate us, but the things that unite us. We need to take time to give of ourselves to others and deny our own selves and say, what can I do for you? How can I connect to you? As someone said that, you know, I seek to understand before I seek to be understood. What would happen if we begin to start taking that type of mindset in our relationships where we're not saying, hey, I'm so quick to want to share something with you, but just tell me about you. Tell me about what's happening in your life. How can I relate to you from your perspective? And let's build this connectivity, this connection for God, for the church, for the family, and let's walk this thing out.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. It's just like God has given us two ears and one mouth for a reason. You know, he says, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And it's like, you can really see how even just very conversations will take a dramatic turn when we speak half the time that we listen. And I've been in those moments as well when I've noticed myself speaking quicker. And it's just like, things could have dramatically helped if I would have just listened.
Steve, would you just lead us in a prayer? We're coming to the end of the program. Would you just lead us in a prayer how we can just relate and connect better?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for Jesus, how he showed us how to live this life. God, give us your heart for the people that you placed around us. Help us to step outside of ourselves so that we could put others first, that we would lay down our lives. Give us the heart of Jesus, the ears of Jesus, and just the love of Jesus. And we just thank you now, Lord, for placing us next to the people in our lives. And we say, have your way, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.